SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back to Anthony Sports Today here on this Tuesday. It is Craig Mitch, George Kurtz with you here on the show. We have ourselves here at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 Central. Thanks for watching us during what is probably your lunch hour for most people. Remember, you can watch our show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on demand on our YouTube channel. And Sports Grid is completely free. You could just download our app, watch us there, watch us on any of your streaming devices. As we broadcast fantasy sports, of course, 2 hours a day from noon to 2 Eastern, and then the rest of our programming here is always linked to sports wagering. So thanks for checking us out here on Sports Grid and SportsGrid.com. And before we get to our headlines here on this Tuesday, George, the Sports Grid holiday party came and went on Monday night, and to nobody's surprise, George Kurtz was on the air and not at the party, George. My gosh, I had you at plus 240, so I cashed that bet yesterday, and here we are.
Well, I'm glad I could help. I'm certainly glad I could help you, Craig. No insider information that I did not tell Craig. I sacrificed going to the party so that others could, and I worked. All right? What can I tell you? I just love my fellow employees so much that I wanted them to have a good time. So I decided to, sacrifice that 3 hours of my life and the Monday night football game to be here so someone else could go. So you're welcome, Dane Martinez.
You're plus 350, by the way, to not go next year. One of these years we have to figure you're going to end up going. I know that, you haven't in a while. I mean, we missed you at Tout.
You're riding a streak. You're riding a streak.
It's like Army Navy under right now with you, and holiday parties. It's just the bet that just keeps on giving every single year. George Kurtz, it's a long ride. Once I hear about the ride from George a week out, I know I got that bet. It's money in the bank. I'm throwing down on FanDuel right there. So needless to say, we're happy to have George here with us on the show for the next hour. So let's get to our headlines here on the program as we have the NBA tonight facing all kinds of COVID issues. My gosh. Seems like sports is getting hit again, so we'll have to see where this takes us. But Steph Curry will try to break the three-point record tonight against the New York Knicks in the Garden. We'll see if it happens. Logan Thomas officially placed on IR. He tore his ACL out for the season for Washington. The Ravens look like they could have Lamar Jackson back at quarterback versus the Packers. Still to be determined. That game, by the way, is Saturday night. And Baylor becomes the fourth team in 4 weeks to be number one in college basketball. Of course, NCAA tournament coming up in just a couple of months. College basketball season definitely in full swing there. But, George, where do you stand for your fantasy football playoffs? How many of the leagues did you make it? What where's the money at stake? Is there money at stake as we go into this thing? How comfortable are you with this?
I was in 11. I made it in 7. Now two have already played, and I'm 0 for 2. All right, so I'm down to 5. I do have a bye in my biggest money league. I have to play this week. In my biggest money league, I do have to play this week, but I'll win that one. I'm pretty certain I'm playing a weaker team. The other one, I'm actually got a bye this week, which is weird because I've had – that league's been over for me. It's been over like 3 weeks. I clinched first place forever ago. So it's just weird. I don't have a lineup to set. I feel weird not setting a lineup. And for this week, that's the first week of the playoffs. I don't need to set a lineup. I have a bye. So we'll see how that works out after. Good chance I may have to play my brother. If he wins, I'll have to his first round matchup, I'll play him. And I can't lose to my brother. I just cannot lose to my brother. That can't happen. The others are more 50-50. We'll see how they go here. I do need to play week one. Like I said, I haven't checked the Lamar one. I did check. I did lose that league. So that's one of the ones I lost there. So disappointing. I didn't look by how much. I don't know if it would have mattered even if Lamar played. So I'm okay. I'm okay. The money leagues, I'm doing okay. One league that I did get eliminated was a smaller money league. So boo-hoo.
Yeah, I've been piecing. One league I got knocked out. But another, I had Derrick Henry. And I've been piecing together RB2, George, for the entire season. I don't think I've played the same RB2 in back-to-back weeks in about 6 weeks. So I don't know if you have any suggestions for me, but I have no one as an RB2 going into this week. My best RB2 on my roster is Hilliard on Tennessee. I also have Scott on Philadelphia and Patterson on Washington. I have nothing else. I have nobody to play. I have to pick somebody up to play in the first round of the playoffs this week.
Well, you know, you said it earlier in the show, how luck is important in fantasy. And one of the reasons why I've done so well in fantasy this year is I didn't have McCaffrey anywhere. Other than the league I traded for him in, didn't have Derrick Henry. You know, I've stayed pretty healthy. Yes, I've had some injuries, but I haven't been devastated. I haven't had the, oh my God, I lost Derrick Henry. I've been that guy. I've lost lower end guys, but not my high end guys. It's right. So important in fantasy. I'm always a big believer in fantasy in 12 team leagues. Three teams will be eliminated. They don't pay attention. Three other teams will be eliminated. They just got unlucky with injuries. There's nothing they could have done. They got unlucky with injuries. So if I can avoid the injury people, I'm really only battling with five other teams to get a winning spot, to win money if it's a money league. That's just a big belief of mine. Just got have to avoid the injuries.
Yeah, no, it's a huge part of fantasy, and more so this year, avoiding players out with COVID too, which you basically can't do. It's a guessing game. All right, quick reminder for those of you who are playing in the fantasy football playoffs and you need help with your lineup on Sunday morning, you should certainly log back on the Sports Grid, because Sunday morning, myself and Joe Pizzapia are going to help you out on Fantasy Sports Today. The show is 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. The first hour of the show, we talk about the daily fantasy schedule. And then the second hour of the show, we play our start-sit games and do some roundtable discussion for season-long players. So that's this Sunday morning. And every Sunday morning, all the way through the Super Bowl, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll let George go get a bite to eat. Brett will be back with me. We'll do some DFS basketball.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com. Craig Mish and George Kurtz on the show. George takes a quick time out as Brett Levy joins me now. We're going to talk a little DFS basketball. Brett and I will be hosting together on Christmas Day. Lots of basketball discussion, I'm going to guess. Brett, before we get to the lineups tonight, my gosh, like a lot of COVID issues, not just in the NFL, but the Chicago Bulls are having to postpone games. It looks like the Lakers are not going to be able to travel to Dallas to play their next game. And so setting a DFS lineup has to be dicey this time of year, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely lots of COVID news for us to follow, Craig. I guess good news so far is the Lakers have only canceled practice. So the flight's still on, but we'll see what happens as that news continues to come in for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a big part of the season. Before we get to players, you know, right now, Brett, how many games are on the slate tonight, and what is the slate looking like?
Only three games tonight, Craig, but, you know, everyone's going to be watching one game. Steph Curry is one three-pointer away from breaking the all-time record, and the schedule gods put him in MSG tonight, Craig, so you know he's a must-play for my DFS lineup tonight. Brooklyn Nets in action tonight as well. They'll be without five guys, actually, if you include Paul Millsap, who went on the COVID list yesterday. So you can probably get lots of cheap Nets in your DFS rotation tonight. I'll be targeting Cam Thomas, a rookie guard, big-time scorer from the SEC last year. And then, Craig, two guys that were traded for each other last season, Norman Powell and Gary Trent Jr. Gary Trent, I think, is probably playing a little bit better for the Raptors than Powell is for Portland, but both playing key roles. I think Powell will have a lot of ball handling responsibilities tonight for Portland, so that means assist opportunities and scoring opportunities. And Gary Trent, probably the number one scoring option, top scoring option from the outside for the Raptors. So he'll get his shot attempts too tonight, Craig.
All right, let's go back to Curry for a minute, Brett, because, you know, obviously this is a long-standing record for three-point shots. We know that Curry is going to be a Hall of Famer whenever his career is over. It may be in 10 years, maybe in 20. Who knows? It looks like he's just basically completely healthy from these injuries that he had the last couple of years. What does it mean to you to see this happen tonight as somebody that worked in the NBA?
Well, I mean, I guess what you're thinking about is who could possibly be next, right? And Maybe Trae Young can get it done. But, you know, the truth is, Craig, there probably isn't a guy in the league right now who's going to break this record, which is crazy to think about. Reggie Miller had it broken by Ray Allen, and Steph Curry is now going to be the record holder. So those are definitely the three guys I always think about when I think of greatest shooters. I'm sure some people would throw in Larry Bird as well, but Larry Bird was, you know, probably even more than just a great shooter, just all-time great player. So it's crazy to think about. Steph is a generational talent. He changed the way the game is played. He turned bad shots into good shots, Craig. You know, you have to extend defenses now so far in the NBA. So his impact will be felt, you know, forever in this league.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a very, very interesting time for people to watch tonight, I would think, for sure. All right, Brett, we'll set us up here with the remainder of your lineup tonight. Again, only three games, so not as many choices.
Yeah, not as many choices. I did manage to get a Nick in there. Julius Randle, I think he'll bounce back. The Knicks haven't been playing so great. Julius Randle's fantasy numbers have still been pretty good. Cam Johnson, a lot of injuries in the Phoenix front court. Craig, no Ayton, no Frank Kaminsky tonight. So Cam Johnson, a guy who I think will get more minutes at the four tonight than a true wing position, but he has small forward eligibility, so I'll get him in my lineup there. Andrew Wiggins also playing in the Garden tonight. He's just played pretty well. Knicks defense nowhere near what they were last year, so plenty of scoring opportunities for Wiggins. Scotty Barnes could be the rookie of the year, Craig. He's been phenomenal for the Raptors going up against a very depleted Nets roster tonight. And like I mentioned with Cameron Johnson, just no bigs really for the Phoenix Suns tonight. So JaVale McGee at 5,400, he's going to get all the center minutes for Phoenix.
All right, let's close it out with just a quick NBA conversation. Tonight's main game tonight, which will be on Turner, is the Suns and Trailblazers. And of course, you know, Phoenix has, you know, had that long winning streak. They're a slight favorite tonight, but it seems like Portland's one of the more disappointing teams, Brett, to start the season. What's gone wrong for them?
Yeah, well, a lot of it was, you know, Dame's cold shooting start to start the season. Then CJ McCollum now has the collapsed lung. Dame missed time again, like not even that he wasn't playing well. He just missed time with an injury. You know, some of their bigs missed time to start the season. Larry Nance has gotten much better minutes. Robert Covington wasn't playing so great to start the year. New coaching staff, their GM gets fired. I think Portland is just an example of there's a lot of things going on. But they're really talented. So they're, you know, finding ways to still stay around 500, be competitive in some games. They've lost some games that, you know, you kind of shake your head at, like, wow, I really thought the Blazers would have played better in this one. But I think it's injuries. I think it's off the court stuff. I think, you know, it's learning a new system. You know, Dame will tell you it was the new basketball, although John Morant was averaging like 30 points with the new basketball. So I don't know if it really has much to do with the basketball. But, you know, guys get used to a certain feel. They like shooting a certain ball better than others. So it's all possible that that contributed as well.
Yeah, shame the Bulls got postponed tonight. They were going to take on the Pistons. Bulls, you know, honestly, playing against Detroit, they're the worst team in the NBA. Real quick, we got news earlier or late last week that Zion Williamson was not going to be back on a court anytime soon. What do you think going on there, Brett? And do you think that Zion Williamson still has a chance to be productive?
Well, so it's concerning because, you know, foot injuries with the big men. We saw Yao Ming, it ended his career. You know, you saw guys like Stoudemire really affected. So foot injuries on a big man are very concerning, Craig, and they're something that need to be taken seriously. I think, you know, there will be skeptics out there that'll point to his weight and say that probably puts more strain and stress on his foot. I'm not a doctor, but Zion's always been a big, heavy guy, and he jumps very high, and he's, you know, uses his athleticism a lot. So, you know, it's very possible all these, you know, up and down, constantly landing on his feet has caught up with him. And I think he's got to take his diet seriously. I think, you know, I think the Pelicans are probably being very cautious with him, right? Like, you know, maybe we don't know how much of a setback this was or anything like that, but this is the Pelicans franchise. They don't want to risk it. The team's not playing very well. So I'm sure there's some of that involved too, Craig, where, you know, what's the risk? What's the reward? Do we even want to, you know, keep pushing him if he's not feeling 100%? So there's a lot of factors, but I think it is concerning strictly because of where the injury is in the foot.
All right. So what are we looking forward to rest of the week, Brett? 30 seconds before you go.
Well, I'm really looking forward to tonight's Knicks game. This is the one I had circled. I actually was shocked Steph even played last night. Thought they might sit him for Steph breaking the record in MSG, Craig. I mean, this is a huge story. The number one three-point shooter of all time, and he does it in arguably the greatest playground in basketball.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens tonight. And yeah, I mean, making one three is, or making two threes for Steph Curry is like, you can do it blindfolded. So I would imagine that will happen tonight. All right. Thanks a lot, Brett. We'll check back with Brett when we got Fantasy or Reality coming up in about 15 minutes from now. But when we come back, it's time to talk about some potential boom or bust playoff players in fantasy football. So we will go through that coming up next. Stay on the grid as George Kurtz rejoins me as we continue on here on Tuesday. Hope you're having a great day. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We're back on the air here until 2 o'clock Eastern and carrying through the NFL season and the fantasy football playoffs. And, George, it's always interesting this time of year to see who's going to be the fantasy football playoff heroes. I think we all have them. We've all won a championship. Hopefully we've won a championship. And we've had these runs where it's been where there have been random players that have just simply carried you to championships. And, you know, I know players that have figured into my equation, Larry Johnson comes to mind of the Kansas City Chiefs at running back, that epic season that he had when he filled in for Priest Holmes and then took the job the rest of the year. He's definitely one of them. George, I don't know if you have any of your favorites. Jamal Williams a couple of years ago for Green Bay when Aaron Jones got hurt, Jamal Williams came in last week of the season, ended up carrying me there too. But that's always fun trying to figure out who it's going to be. And there are always these random players.
Now, Craig, you know me, all right? I'm a fantasy player. I don't dwell on the guys that have helped me win a championship. I dwell on the guys that have cost me a championship, all right? The guys that didn't show up during the playoffs, right? That may have gotten hurt in the first quarter, didn't play the last three quarters, or, you know, through that late interception that minus cost me a point or two, or pick six, whatever it means. That's the way so, yeah, I generally remember more the players who have cost me. I'll never draft that guy again after that, you know, that sort of thing. More than the guys who've helped me win it. I think it's most normal fantasy players. We're a negative bunch. We remember the guys who've cost us money, cost us a trophy, a championship, rather than the guys who have helped us.
Yeah, I try to focus on the positive, George. I know that you're a half-full kind of guy. I know you are. Maybe for this segment we can get you to be for the next 15 minutes before we get back to some fantasy or reality. So let's start off with one player I think I'm going against this week, ironically, and that is Cordarrelle Patterson of the Atlanta Falcons. And of course, he's had a fantastic fantasy season. 547 rushing yards, 519 receiving yards, 46 receptions, and 10 touchdowns. But George, the second half of the fantasy season for Patterson has not looked like the first. There's been more running. There's been less catching. He also missed two games with injuries. And when he's been out, the Falcons have just been getting obliterated. Boom or bust, you think, for Patterson coming up here, who essentially only played, I think if I'm not mistaken, a handful of snaps in the second half against Carolina. I'm not even sure why.
Well, you wonder if the ankle's still bothering him, right? That'd be my first thought, is the ankle's still bothering him here. So I'm a little concerned about Patterson. That being said, I'm starting him. I think he will be I hope he'll be a boon here. Now, once again, this is the only time I'm going to care about who you're playing. Right, who's Atlanta playing during the fantasy playoffs? They got San Fran this week. That's not good. San Fran's a good against the run defense. So you really hope when you get bye this week, because then they got Detroit, and we know Buffalo can't stop the run, right? We've seen that back-to-back. So this week can be tough. I think if you're a Patterson guy, I said, I can't imagine you have something better, because he does catch the ball out of the backfield too, so he has value there as well. But I can't imagine you have somebody better or two guys better that you're not starting them. So you probably haven't going to go with them. But if you ask me, it's going to be a fantasy boom this week. He's probably touchdown dependent this week rather than yardage. So I'm going to say no, he'll be a fantasy bust this week.
Yeah, very, very hard to predict with Patterson because the Falcons need him so much. The record is obviously much better with him than without. Mike Davis did see some extra time this past week, and Quadri Allison also played a little bit more than he normally does. All right, San Francisco, let's go over to them. And at this stage, I don't know how we can consider Elijah Mitchell boom or bust because, George, I don't know that he's even going to play, to be honest with you, this week. He had an MRI last week and had a concussion. You know, it's just, you know, 759 rushing yards, 17 receptions, 126 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns. He's been great, but I feel like this may come to an end, George. Like I think it could be over for him here. You know, the press conferences last week that I watched did not seem to give any indication that he was going to play this coming week. They noted that he was out even before Saturday's designation. He was out as of Friday's practice. It feels like San Francisco wants to maybe give him some extra time. And so, you know, unfortunately, I'm on the half-empty glass with Elijah Mitchell. I think this future is bright, but I mean, I cannot imagine starting him this week.
This was a strange one for for last week, because you mentioned it. Usually with a concussion, there's, okay, we don't know. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens on Friday if he clears. That's really what it comes down to there. This one, we seem to know that it was a no right away, right? That's what you're saying there. And I agree, it was just weird. Because usually with a concussion, we have some kind of doubt that whether he can play or not. This one was almost always a no. So strange here. We'll see what happens this week. I think to me, it's this simple. If he starts for San Fran, he starts for me. I mean, so I'm going to be more than half a full guy here. I love what the running backs do there in San Fran. You're playing a weak Atlanta team that we just talked about here. Sure, Debo Samuel's annoying that he takes away some snaps for you. And Debo's so good, by the way. But he's annoying the fantasy owners who have Eli Mitchell. Bottom line is, if Mitchell is starting, he's cleared, and we like what we hear, which I imagine we would, if he clears, he starts with San Fran, he starts for me.
Yeah, and speaking of which, as we move on with San Francisco, look, Debo Samuel has carried me in my fantasy leagues this year, there's no question, and even with missing one game, look at his numbers, they're just outstanding. Over 1,000 receiving yards, he's got 240 rushing yards, 57 receptions, 11 touchdowns. He's grading out as a top 10 player in all of fantasy football this season. You know, but you know, the reality for Debo Samuel is that, George, for me, and I keep talking about this every day until it's going to change, and it probably never will. I just don't understand why in fantasy sports, George, it is very easy in baseball when a guy plays 5 games to put him in a different position. It was very easy last year in fantasy football for Taysom Hill to qualify at a different position. I don't understand these fantasy providers. I'm literally watching Debo Samuel lined up as a running back and rushing the ball with San Francisco. Why is he not qualified as a running back right now? I don't get it.
I see your point here, but I see their point as well, because he's going to play wide receiver as well. I think it comes down to there would have to be an industry standard, and there's not, about how many plays does he have to show up at running back. You know, generally you run about what? Between about 70 offensive plays a game. So does he have to be at running back for 25 of them to go for that to count as one game? And then you need 3 total games before you get that position switch, or 4 total games, whatever it might be, whatever you want to make it. You know, in our baseball leagues, we generally have 10 games or 20 games, whatever that threshold is
right
to reach. They have to make that. So it's tough. You know, so I get it. You know, it's. There's just no standard for it. And I think that's a problem here. We had this problem with, Ty Montgomery years ago, right? Yeah, when he was switching between wide receiver and running back. And eventually he did get it, right? He did get the running back here. So I understand. As for Devo for this segment, by the way, he's a boom. Boom! He's been fantastic this season. What a talent San Fran has here. And once again, they're being smart about it. They need to win football games. They need to create mismatches. Put Devo everywhere. Let the defense figure out what he's going to do and what he's going to, you know, what he might accomplish this play here. Love what they're doing with Debo. Only missed one game with the groin. Good for him to come back here. I did wonder last week where if they were in a different situation where they had the playoffs locked up, if maybe Debo would have gotten Sunday off here, but he looked good. He's back here. Debo, fantasy boom. No way I'm sitting him.
Yeah, just a couple of other players that we could talk about here. Let's go to Carolina. How about Chuba Hubbard, who essentially has been filling in now for Christian McCaffrey? All of a sudden, George, if I'm not mistaken, Ameer Abdullah was a big part of their game plan, especially in the fourth quarter last week. Can you start Hubbard in the playoffs?
That comes down to what else you have on your roster here. I mean, Chumbawamba there, that's a little tougher. But once again, I can't imagine not, because you're playing Buffalo. Teams are running at will against Buffalo right now. So what your biggest worry is probably, all right, Abdullah is a problem, but most teams go with two running backs. My biggest worry would be if Buffalo gets off to a 13, 14, 17-point lead, well, there goes the run game. Right now they're throwing the ball left and right, and that's never going to work out well with Cam there. So that's my biggest worry here. I am leaning towards still a boom. We only have two choices, boom or bust. Really, the answer is
Right.
somewhere in between here. But I'll lean towards the boom because of who he's playing there. But I'm not expecting huge things. I'm not. But once again, I assume if you had him, it might be before because you had McCaffrey. Do you have two
Right.
better running backs on your roster? Probably
Yeah.
not.
Yeah. How about the team he's playing against? The Buffalo didn't run the ball with a running back for almost three quarters. Could you go boom? Could you go boom on any Buffalo running back?
No. I'm not going to knock him for that, but I think you need to run it a little bit just to give the defense something to look at and not play pass. But I understand Tampa Bay, the best run defense in the NFL. I don't want to bang my head against the wall over and over again either, but you need to show them a run every now and then. You can't go zero runs. I mean, wow. That was a little ridiculous there. No, I'm not taking, what is it, Moss, Singletary, unless Thurman Thomas is coming out of retirement here. No, I'll stay away from Buffalo. That's a bust.
All right, last one. Saquon Barkley of the Giants.
He's not Saquon Barkley anymore. He's just not that player anymore. I mean, whether it's injuries, the Giants offense, the offensive line, Joe Judge, Jason, the ghost of Jason Garrett. I don't know what it is, but he's not that player anymore. I think it's the injuries. I think they've taken their toll. Maybe if he gets a clean off season, he can get back to being what he was there, but no. Against the Cowboys, I'm not. He'd have to break a long one. That's really what it comes down. He'll have to break a long one to be really a boom guy. I'll go fantasy bust here for Barkley.
All right, George, thanks. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to dive into some fantasy or reality as we get ready to send you off into the Tuesday evening here on Sports Grid and Fantasy Sports Today. As a quick reminder for programming the rest of the week, on tomorrow's show, Davis is back in the house along with George. They'll get your waiver wire for the fantasy playoffs covered. So make sure you tune back in tomorrow at noon Eastern. I'll be back with Davis on Thursday and Friday. And then, of course, each and every Sunday here on Sports Grid, we have our Sunday morning edition of Fantasy Sports Today. This week, it's myself, Joe Pisapia, as we get you ready for the fantasy football playoffs in week 15 of the NFL season.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Comes fast and furious, begins on Thursday, two games Saturday, and then, of course, the full slate on Sunday and Monday. We'll be right back, right here on Sports Grid with more fantasy sports today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back. Follow us on Twitter. It is completely free and gives you access to our content 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The way that you do it is follow us at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. We have plenty of shows that are posting content all day long. which is, of course, the early line, the morning after, our show here on Fantasy Sports Today. Scott Farrell, Coast to Coast, Gabe Morency, everyone who is on our network, whatever we're talking about, the picks we are making, the opinions we are giving, you can follow us on social media and get all of that for absolutely nothing, completely free. George, it's your best bet. You can actually watch us on social media in addition to watching on Sports Grid and pay nothing. What's better than that?
Hey, if it's free, it's for me.
Well said, George. All right, let's turn it over to Brett Levy. He's got the beginning of today's fantasy or reality.
All right, well, today on Fantasy or Reality, they announced yesterday that it looks like the Super Bowl in 2024 is going to Las Vegas. People are very excited about this. Las Vegas, a great vacation town in general. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. The Super Bowl should permanently move to Las Vegas. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Well, first of all, good for Vegas for getting the Super Bowl, right? Pretty much, listen, you build an arena, you got to get a team to come there. Yeah, we're going to give you a bowl, probably multiple bowls, right? It's a great place to be. We know it's the entertainment center really of the world as far as Vegas is concerned. I know I enjoy my time in Vegas immensely. I don't care how hot it is. I enjoy the activity, just the energy that really Vegas brings there. Should it be the permanent home to the Super Bowl? No, that's a fantasy. I mean, there are plenty of other good areas, New Orleans, L.A., several NFL cities in Florida, you know, Tampa, Miami. So, no, I don't think it should be the permanent. I do think, you know, listen, I live in New York, so I would love to have more Super Bowls here. And they got really lucky, the one Super Bowl they did have here when it was the Peyton Manning Super Bowl, that it was a beautiful day here. It was like 60 degrees. And then 2 days later, we had a blizzard. Literally a blizzard. So they got really lucky here. I do think Super Bowls need to be in warm weather sites. It's good for the NFL to have everybody congregate, be able to go around to whatever they're offering here. And Vegas offers all that, no doubt. And I do think Vegas should be in the regular rotation every 6 years or whatever it is for the NFL. But to say they should have it all the time, permanent, no, that's a fantasy. I don't think you should leave the other cities out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty easy, I think, fantasy here. Now, fortunately for me, I've been able to attend many Super Bowls, and I'm pretty sure all but one were in Florida. The other one was in Atlanta, and it was like snowing when I went to Atlanta for that Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. I would have interest in going to the one in Vegas for sure. I definitely still want to go to that building when this world completely clears up. I definitely have that on a very short bucket list for sports. I've been to everything. This is one thing that I have not been to yet, and I definitely want to go. Super Bowls in general are very overrated. I can tell you that from going to several here in South Florida as well. But you are not going to be able to talk Jerry Jones into not bringing another Super Bowl to Dallas. Like, that's just not going to happen. They built a new stadium in Los Angeles. That's where the Super Bowl is going to be this year. George's point is excellent. You're going to have Super Bowls in Florida, in Miami, in Tampa. I don't know about Jacksonville anymore, but definitely in Miami and Tampa, without a doubt. The only thing that this story had interest for me, George, was the fact that New Orleans, apparently, according to this report, had some sort of conflict. Like, what possibly could conflict with the Super Bowl? Like, if you have a chance to get the Super Bowl in your city, you do it. I thought that was really odd. But Vegas, as George said, rotation type deal. Once every 5-6 years, definitely the case. But I don't think you're going to see another Super Bowl in Minnesota. I don't think you're going to see another one in Detroit. And George, honestly, I don't think you're going to see one up your way in New York. So I will say fantasy.
All right. Fun fact, I was at that one in Detroit. My dad couldn't get anyone else to go with him. I'm the only one that wanted to go to Detroit. But Craig, our next question. Georgia Southern women's basketball won a bye game, which is basically a way of saying they paid this other school to come play them so they could fill out their schedule, and the other school is able to fund some of their travel for the rest of the season. It's pretty common in college basketball. But Georgia Southern women's basketball won by 118 points against Carver College. Craig, we have to ask, and we'll start with you for this one. Winning by 118 points is disrespectful. Is this a fantasy or reality?
So for me, and I know George has experience with this, being involved in youth sports, I definitely think that there is a level of respect that has to be had, but there is a cutoff, I think. And for me, it's sort of about age. Now, again, with Little League and being involved in that with my son, I definitely feel there's a level of respect that needs to be had, stopping a game in a mercy rule after a certain amount of runs are scored. Yes. I probably could even go as far as doing this in high school as well, but I got to tell you, I'm going to say fantasy here. Student athletes who are now available to be paid in some way as well. If you lose by 100, you lose by 100 in college and pro. I mean, that's just the way it's got to go down. I don't want to say that this is universally the case, George, because I don't believe it to be true. I think there are levels of this. 8-year-old kids, 10-year-old kids, 12-year-old kids. Hey, how about even 15-year-old kids? But you're in college, you're at that highest level outside of playing in the professionals, you got to play better. So I'm going to say fantasy. Win by as much as you can. Don't care.
I'm going to go on the other end of this. Not that I'm really strongly against it, but you're not pros. You're probably not being paid. All right. So listen, if there's any money involved, then hey, that's life. You know, I don't care if you lose by 1,000 points here. But it's college. You won the game. The game's over. It's something that I just always believed in, playing in men's hockey leagues. I've been on teams where we've blown people out, and I stopped trying to score goals. Once we were up by 4, third period, I didn't care anymore. But that being said, I would pass the teammates who were trying to score. I just wouldn't shoot on net anymore. Just the game was over to me. Won the game, did my job, next. But, you know, I did know about this, by the way. We talked about it on In-Game Live last night, Scott Wetzel and I. And actually, the first thing that came to my mind was more of a joke here. I don't know if Brett will remember, but Warner Wolf, the old sports character here for CBS, he'd be going, well, if you had Carver in 117, you lost. You know, as once again, they got crushed by 118. So I think there comes a time, you know, when it's not professional, you call the dogs off, the game's over. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody. I'm just not. Not that losing by 75 is all that better, by the way. I'm not going to feel any better about that. You know, there's something to be said for that, too. But 118 points? I'll say it's more reality. Call the dogs off, man. There's just no reason to do that.
Yeah. Winning by 104, that's okay. 118, that's really what I'm pushing.
All right. I'm glad we found the cutoff there at 104. So moving forward, we'll make sure we stop there. But, George, here's an interesting one. McDonald's is giving out free food every day until Christmas Eve, thanks to a promotion with Mariah Carey, who basically says if you spend $1 on or more on the McDonald's app, you get a free McDonald's menu item. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. You will go get a free item from McDonald's. Is this a fantasy or a reality? You have 12 days, the 12 days of McDonald's Christmas here.
I had no idea about this, by the way. I think I do have the McDonald's app on my phone, only because back when COVID was really bad, my wife's a nurse, and McDonald's was giving free meals to nurses. I forget what it was, a free burger, whatever it was. So my wife made me download it because being the lovely people we are, we'd go to 18 different McDonald's and get free meals from all of them. You know, sure, so is our nurse badge, you can get a meal for the kids, whatever. So that's why it's there. It is what it was. They don't offer that anymore. Would I do this? I don't go to McDonald's all that much. It's pretty much an emergency for me on the way home from hockey at midnight and there's nothing else open and I'm starving. So I would go there. Hey, sometimes I use the app. I do. And if I'll get something free, sure. I would take it. But most of the things I'm seeing, I'm a pain in the neck when it comes to eating. Most of the stuff you're seeing there, I don't like an apple pie. I don't want a Big Mac. I want a burger and fries. That's all I want. All right. Nothing else am I going to eat there. So I don't know if I'd get it, if I'd eat it personally, but I would take it for free. One of the kids will eat it. At the very least, a dog will have a good snack.
Gotta love a George Kurtz story that involves his wife as a nurse driving around to all McDonald's to get free meals. Yeah.
It's like 18 in a 2-mile radius.
Didn't see that coming today here on the show, but you know, George, to each his own, I guess. You know, I guess next time, you know, photocopy that, send it down to me here in Florida, and I'll drive around all the McDonald's as well and get some free meals based on that. Okay, so first of all, this Mariah Carey picture of her has got to be 20 years old, but regardless of that, I am not a McDonald's frequenter. It doesn't matter if it's free or not. The only things that I've eaten McDonald's at over the last, I don't know, 5 years has probably only been the ice cream. We've talked about this many times a year on the show. The machine never works anyway. So this is going to be a fantasy. I do not have the app. No disrespect to anybody who eats at McDonald's, but unfortunately, I am just not one of them. Not a huge fast food person. And so I will be out on this, although, again, the picture of Mariah Carey does look like from, it's like 2008 or 2009, somewhere along those lines. But, George, this is your great opportunity. More free Mickey D's for you coming up this holiday season. So have at it.
I said, I don't mind Mickey D's. I really don't. But I don't like onions on my burgers either. So I hate having to go there and I got to ask for no onions. And I don't like pickles either. No onions, no pickles. And that seems to take forever. At least sometimes it does. And sometimes they forget. You know, they actually screw it up. They still get onions and pickles. So, I don't know. I'm more of a Wendy's guy. You know, I like the chicken at Wendy's. So, I'd rather go there if I had the choice. They have that good 4 for $4 deal. So, that's not so bad. But, like I said, McDonald's to me. No, I'm reffing tomorrow night. I could be hitting it on the way home. Depends how hungry I am and if I got around to eating beforehand.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I mean, if the game ends early enough, George, I mean, you could, you know, download the app and just travel all over Long Island to all of the McDonald's and you know, get your free meal. You know, in fact, what you could probably do, George, is take your wife's phone, take your daughter's phone, and just, you know, use the different, you know, just have a bunch of phones in your car and then just travel around all, go to Lenny Melnick's house, go all over Long Island and just with different phones. And just keep, you know, showing them that you got the app. In fact, you could go through the drive-thru, I'm guessing, with two different phones. Like, put a mustache on, like Bobby Valentine. Put a hat backwards. And say, you know, I'm back here again to get something. I've never been here before. I don't know what you're talking about. My name isn't George Kurtz, right? That's the way you
do it. Now, first off, you have kids, all right? You think they're giving me their phone? Those phones are surgically attached.
That's
all right,
fair.
So that's not going to happen. All right, so
but I'm sure that you've turned in a phone at one point in your life. Maybe you have the backup phone, plug it in, get it recharged again, just to download the app. You know, George is going to show up with, like, you know, phone number one, phone number two, phone number three. I could see it happening.
A BlackBerry and a flip phone.
BlackBerry phones. There you go. You know, flip phones. All right, Sports Grid 60 is coming up next, right here on Fantasy Sports Today. So stay on the grid. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fantasy football madness continuing this afternoon. Cleveland Browns announcing they've placed 7 players on the COVID list ahead of their game on Saturday night. 2 of them, potential starters in fantasy, Jarvis Landry being one of them. So prepare potentially to not have him going into the weekend. And also Austin Hooper coming off a pretty good game for him, a touchdown. Cleveland now left with no active tight ends. So they'll be having to make some moves this week as well. We got to make some moves before we get out of here. It's called the Sports Grid 60, and George leads off.
Yeah, coincidentally, my Sports Grid 60 is about COVID. Not in the NFL, though, the NHL. The NHL players have until January 10th to decide if they're going to participate in the Olympics in February. And China's come out pretty much said, hey, if you test positive for COVID while you're here, that's 3 weeks in quarantine. You have to stay in quarantine in China. Now, the list of things I'd rather do than spend 3 weeks in quarantine in China starts with a root canal and probably ends with amputation. I mean, right, I don't see this is going to happen at all. I don't think the players are going to go. I don't think the players are going to go to the Olympics, the NHL players, and I don't blame them for that. I think we're seeing it now. Cleveland's had an outbreak, right? The Bulls have had an outbreak. The Flames in the NHL have had an outbreak. I don't think the players are going to go, and I don't blame them. I don't think it's worth the risk.
Normally, a week like this in fantasy football would be pretty simple. You play the players who have gotten you here, but I would tell you that you probably need to do a lot more preparation and a lot more anticipation going into the fantasy football playoffs than you ever have before. If today is any indication and the last 24 hours is any indication, there's a pretty good shot that you're going into the playoffs and not going to have somebody available that you think you have as of this Tuesday at 1:59 Eastern. So make sure you prep this week. Check us out this week on Fantasy Sports Today here during the week and, of course, on Sunday morning. That will do it for the show today. Thank you, of course, for LTN getting us on the air. Danny, of course, doing a great job with all of the graphics. For Brett Levy and my co-host today, George Kurtz, I'm Craig Mansch. Hope you have a great Tuesday. George and Davis tomorrow at noon. Have a great day, everybody. See you.
There are a lot of sports talk networks out there, but we're the one that gives you actionable insights on gaming, odds,
and more.
The others?
Nah.